As for the trauma or exposure to trauma section, you will probably notice some changes and additions here for both the child-adolescent and adult full assessment. The lifetime and past 12 months prompts have been added. The examples are now listed in two separate columns and have a yes or no checkbox next to them. You will also notice an added example listed on the second column related to bullying, harassment, or threats, whether it be at school, work, community, or the internet. Any additional details as before may be added in the narrative section. It's important to remember to use your own words when assessing for trauma. The examples listed here serve as a guide. However, we need to consider our client's level of comfort, their culture, as this may impact how we ask these questions and our approach in asking these questions. Our verbiage and timing can really impact how comfortable the client feels answering any of these questions and how much information they decide to provide to us. Therefore, there may be a need to rephrase some of the examples provided here in order to better assess trauma in the client's life.